Unit 9. Approaching Literature. Exercise 4. Listen and read the extract from the novel Life of Pi by Jan Martel.
I slept all morning. I was woken by anxiety to see how desperate my situation was. I awoke to the reality of Richard Parker. There was a tiger in the lifeboat, and I had to save myself. I considered jumping overboard and swimming away, but I was thousands of miles from land. I couldn't swim such a distance. What would I eat? What would I drink? How would I keep the sharks away? How would I stay warm? How would I know which way to go? To leave the lifeboat meant certain death. I had to organize my survival. I built a raft. Now came the dangerous part. I needed the life jackets. Richard Parker's roaring was now a deep rumble that shook the air. The hyena responded with a high-pitched whine. I reached for the closest life jacket. The hyena fell silent. I turned. I saw a sight that will stay with me for the rest of my days. Richard Parker had risen and emerged. Oh, the size of him! The hyena's end had come. It did not put up a fight. Instead, it shrank to the floor, raising a front paw in a futile gesture of defense. A massive paw landed on its shoulders. Richard Parker's jaws closed on the side of the hyena's neck. The hyena shook. Its eyes went dull. It was over. Richard Parker let go and roared. He slowly turned his head till he was looking straight at me. His presence was overwhelming. He was incredibly muscular. His body, bright brownish-orange with black vertical stripes, was incomparably beautiful, matched with his pure white chest and underside and the black rings of his long tail. His head was large and round, with some of the finest whiskers of the cat world, thick, long, and white. Atop the head were small ears, shaped like perfect arches. His carrot-orange face had a broad and pink nose. He had white above the eyes, on the cheeks, and around the mouth. The result was a face that looked like the wings of a butterfly and had an expression vaguely old and Chinese. But when Richard Parker's amber eyes met mine, the stare was intense and cold, not friendly. That's when the rat appeared. Out of nowhere, a brown rat materialized. Richard Parker looked as astonished as I was. Before my incredulous eyes, the rodent jumped onto me and climbed to the top of my head. Richard Parker's eyes had followed the rat. With three steps, he was at the middle of the boat. I was about to die. But the tarpaulin's strange softness worried him. For a brief moment, Richard Parker was hesitating. I grabbed the rat and threw it his way. I can still see it in my mind as it sailed through the air, its outstretched claws and erect tail. Richard Parker opened his mouth and the squealing rat disappeared into it like a baseball into a glove.